Esther Ballant's been performing since she was a kid, acting in her parents' theater company, playing classical violin. She's had roles in a number of films, including Jim Jarmusch's Stranger Than Paradise. But these days, she does more singing and songwriting than acting. Her latest CD is called Mud. Karen Michelle has this profile.
Twang a la Ballant's a far stretch from the two-step. Sure, Esther Ballant's listened to a lot of Loretta Lynn, but it's been filtered through Sun Ra and the Lounge Lizards.
I'm always looking for the hidden dirt underneath. Mud! There you go. I think even musically, I'm sort of looking for that contrast of a very simple childish melody, but presented in a sort of twisted up, dyslexic kind of way.
Esther Ballant's music is about juxtaposition, about polka dots and stripes, combining sonic and text images that don't seem to go together, like Appalachia and William Burroughs.
And I think what I'm driven by more than anything is this idea of constantly juxtaposing really crass, ugly, daily, earthy things with very sort of transcendent, vague, beautiful things.
To get the contrast she imagines, Ballant uses musicians like guitarist Chris Cochran, best known for his noise guitar improvisations. He's played a lot with John Zorn and for the past 10 years with Esther Ballant. Cochran says Ballant uses him to make her folk and otherwise inspired music, as he puts it, bumpy.
One of the things that attracts me to Esther's music, it's this sort of weird amalgam of folk music, sort of traditional United States folk, Hungarian folk, rock and hip-hop. I mean, it's this weird combination of things that works to where she generates her own personality through those influences. I just want to take myself to the end of the trail. Gonna take the sky with me, take the moon and the air. And if you have the mind, don't bother to say, please.
Some artists acquire those influences. They buy them through travel and Amazon.com. For Esther Ballant, they come from birth in Budapest to activist actor parents. By the late 1970s, Ballant was part of a theater company, Club Scene and Aesthetic in New York City. Squat Theater, next to the Chelsea Hotel on 23rd Street, helped define an era. That was where Esther Ballant acted in her parents' plays and listened to the bands who performed, from Kid Creole and the Coconuts to Defunct.
It was really an exciting time. I mean, I felt like I grew up in this very privileged environment, even though we certainly weren't privileged financially. But it was a time when you could actually believe that if you were doing something you believed in, people paid attention. And that's all you really needed to do, for people to pay attention. I think it's a very different time we're living in now. And I'm still adjusting to that.
Artist Jean-Michel Basquiat was part of the Squat Scene. He invited the classically trained Ballant to play violin on a rap record.
These guys from the Bronx that were starting that whole hip-hop movement came down to the studio and were hanging out, and I was this 14-year-old classically trained violinist And I remember Jean-Michel saying, can you play the theme from Psycho? Can you play the theme from Psycho? And all these guys sitting in the mixing room going, funk it up, funk it up. You're saying to yourself, what can I do? I can't go home, I might as well quit school. I was just like looking for everybody's seal of approval and feeling like I wanted so bad to be cool and to be accepted and to belong. But it was a violin, for Christ's sake. It was really hard to funk it up. Now I can kind of funk it up with just sheer attitude and confidence that comes from age. But it's not funking it up in the traditional sense.
Guitarist Chris Cochran claims that Ballant has both the attitude and the chops.
Esther comes up with things that sound very simple, but they're sort of like these tongue twisters. I really love Here We Are because it's a great, great riff. It is one of the most fun things to play, and it took me a long time to learn the riff, but once I've learned it, it's just so natural and fun to play. So I don't know, I think that's like a great rock song. Here we are, so close to heaven. Searching for a single joy, searching for this whore. Gonna get me a healthy girl. Forgot the reason I came in here. Take your leopard gaze off me. I got eyes I can see to hide inside her. Smile inside her. She's swaying.
The music is done long before the words. Esther Ballant draws on her theater and film background to create worlds that are inhabited by characters, all of them starkly lit.
So it's almost like I'm sitting on the shoulder of this other character. But there's always a little part of me in even the songs where I take on another voice, because I'm not really that interested in ideas removed from people and characters. I think ideas devoid of character lose their humanity. They're no longer that interesting.
Esther Ballant's twisted sensibility has inspired a Japanese band to adopt her name. And though she's played sophisticated clubs and passed the hat in downtown dives, her vision of success is to play the revolving restaurant bar in the Marriott Hotel overlooking Times Square. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor. Oh.